there's an opportunity that 99% of your sales peers will miss in the fourth quarter. And yet, this opportunity that I'm talking about can actually make or break your results in 2022. In this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast, we're going to go there. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 50,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready, because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our brand spanking new sales training program. Now, I'm going to be talking about it at the end of the podcast, but I have to tell you something. This is different than anything we've ever done. I'm also going to tell you it's quite different than anything that exists out there today in terms of sales training. I chose to go a very different route, and already we're getting fantastic results on it. So I'll talk about it at the end of the podcast, but if you'd like to learn a little bit more now, if you simply go to yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started, you can get all the juicy details. So having said that, the topic for this podcast today is an opportunity that most of your peers are going to miss in the fourth quarter. Now, I have a bit of a confession to make. When I say your peers, and when I say this opportunity that people miss, first of all, you need to know that I'm also talking about you, but the confession part is that I'm also talking about me, because for the bulk of my working career, I have made this mistake. I have missed this opportunity. I don't even want to put a dollar amount on how much I feel over the years that I probably missed, because I think if I did, I'd probably need about a good 10 to 20 years of therapy or a lot of bourbon to drown my sorrows in, because it's kind of sad when I look at it. And it's only been like the last maybe 5 or 10 years that my eyes open to this opportunity that I feel many of us miss, and certainly that I was missing. And here it is. I'm just going to kind of put the cards on the table, and then we're going to move forward, and I'm going to tell you how I think you could jump all over this opportunity. Here it is. Most of us end up by waiting for the first quarter of the new year to get started on our goals for the new year. In fact, I'm here to tell you that most of the sales reps that I meet when we talk about goals, especially when somebody comes to me for sales coaching, many times when I ask the question, like especially when we're coming up on this time of year, have you set your goals for the new year yet? Most of them say, well, I do that in December. And again, full confession, I did it too. So welcome to the club. Now, why do I think this is such a bad thing? In fact, you know, I want to go just a step further. I'm sorry. It's not just identifying your goals, because some of you guys listening to this say, yeah, well, you know, I don't even need to listen to this podcast because I already set my goals for 2022. Hey, God bless. That's awesome. Most people, if they've gone ahead and set their goals for the new year, this early, middle of October, think about that. Who the hell even talks about this? You guys don't want to hear this right now. You want to hear this stuff, like, I don't know, like mid to end of December when things are slowing down anyway for you. That's when you want to talk about that. You don't want to talk about this now. But most people don't even get going on their goals, like I said, until January. Why the heck would you possibly start your goals 2.5 months early? And one of the things I was going to say, meanwhile, here it is, mid-October, and you could get a 2.5 month head start. Now, if you don't think that's a lot, or if that's something that can help you, well, you know, how are you feeling right about now, about your year and year end? Some of you are going to say, I feel great. Would you feel better if you had an extra 2.5 months? If you had a 2.5 month head start or jump start on your peers and your competitors? I know I would. I mean, who the hell can't do something with 2.5 months? I mean, do you think it would get worse if you had 2.5 more months? Also, too, for those of you who think that this just doesn't apply to them, or, you know, who gives a shit about 2.5 months? Let me ask you again. I'll ask you that same question again. Once we start going into December, maybe even mid-December, and you got everybody and their mother putting you off until January, and you need every ounce of revenue. See, here's the problem, speaking about every ounce of revenue. The big mistake that a lot of us make in the fourth quarter is that there is one mission and one mission only, and that's to close business. That's to get every last drop of revenue. Your manager's saying, do what you got to do. Come to me if you need any special pricing. Offer them this promo. Marketing's going to be doing this to help you guys get that bit. Everything's on close, 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 and then close some more. Well, the problem in that thinking is that, well, if you're not prospecting and you're not putting things into the pipeline, fresh opportunities, and at the same time, you're removing things from the pipeline because you're closing it, guess what you get to do in the first quarter of 2022? You get to start with what experts refer to as a shitty pipeline. I believe they refer to it that way, as a shitty pipeline. Look it up on the interwebs. But the same thing holds true with failing to get going on your goals now. Now, the other thing I want to say, and I'm sorry to play this card, but I'm not going to fight fair with you. Seriously, I think there is something here that you need and all of us need to get better at. When you went into 2020, did you have any idea how bad things were going to get in terms of the pandemic, everyone telling you, you know, I'm holding off for now, all the layoffs? Some of you listening to this might have found yourself out of work. I mean, you know, none of us could have known. Well, how about for end of the first quarter of 2020, if your boss came along or somebody came along and said, we're going to give you 2.5 more months to qualify for President's Club, or to get that bonus, or to go a little bit, you know, higher in the rankings on the charts there if you're nice and competitive. You mean to tell me you would have turned that away? I wouldn't, right? We need every last second to make it happen. Now, the last thing I want to say about this before I oversell the point of getting started now, and I want to give you a real simple exercise that you can do to get started right now. I had a major awakening when it came down to my goals. And I have to tell you, the bulk of my working life, I have been of the mindset that you start your goals in January. But here's the question that I want to ask you guys, and it was a question I asked myself. Says who? Seriously, show me where that is the law, where we have to wait until January to get started. And I started challenging a lot of things right around this time a few years back. And I think you guys should do that too. It's very important to look at the things you always believed in, right? And I'm talking about this strictly from a business perspective right now, because there's lots of other things we believe in and our values and all that too. But you always have to look at these values, both business and personal, and ask yourself, does this continue to serve me well? Or, you know, is this based on something that is real? Is this based, you know, because sometimes, by the way, our belief system is based on shit that we just determined when we were very little and we didn't know any better. And we just said, well, never do that. Daddy and mommy said not to do that. Or, you know, I saw my friend get hurt when he did whatever. These things might not be based in fact. And many times they might be things that served you very well years ago, but no longer serve you today. But I think when you examine things, sometimes you have to like challenge that belief. Like in this case with the goals, why do I need to wait until January? Why couldn't I get going now? I mean, seriously, I could have done this podcast in August. I mean, why can't we get going in August? Or what the hell? Why can't I get going in June? Why can't I get going in that exact moment when I say, you know what? Next year, I need it to be better than this year. Therefore, I'm starting now so I get every second to put action items into play. So I began to challenge a lot of things like that. And I can tell you for the last few years, I've had a different mindset where, again, I'm not waiting until January. And I want to be very clear here. Some of you might be confusing what I'm saying. Some of you might be thinking that what I'm saying is to identify and write out your goals right here and now. Yeah, I am saying that, but I'm saying don't stop there. The action is what's going to take you over the top, not just identifying it and writing them out and writing out a plan and everything else. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the actual action where I'm going to do some stuff. So a few simple action items for you, because this is all about today, getting the action verbs going so that you guys can kick ass in 2022. And don't you dare dismiss what I'm saying because you think that the mission right now is just closing business. That is the wrong mindset. Yes, close business. Yes, it's the fourth quarter. You got to step it up. Yes, you got to get every last drop of revenue in there. But that does not let you off the hook in setting yourself up for a better year next year. So what I would do is I would start by looking in the rearview mirror at this year right now, that while it's fresh on the brain, because you're still living in it, you're still living in that world right now, and look at two things. Number one, what could you have done better this year as a sales professional? Number two, what did you do really, really well this year as a sales professional? So number one, look at what could I have done better as a sales professional? Number two, what did I do really, really well as a sales professional? Now, the reason why I think you have to ask both questions, and this is another belief type of system where I think in many ways we were fed a lie. I was always taught, I don't know about you guys, I mean, you know, a lot of the first coaches I had, a lot of the training I went through, a lot of, you know, the people I worked for that were giving me a little bit of coaching there as well. You know, everybody always puts an emphasis on the things that you could do better. And I think that's very important. Yeah, you should have a constant list of things that you're improving upon. You know, I need to get better at time management. Okay, let's work on time management. But in addition, you have to have things that you've identified where, you know what? I'm awfully good at negotiation. But now what you're going to do with each of these things, and it's the next step of the exercise, is after you've kind of identified those areas, and I'm going to give you something else to help you identify the areas, by the way. What you have to do next is say, okay, well, what are the action items that I'm going to take in order to get better at whatever area it is that you flagged, right? Because we're looking to get better, even if you're already good at it. I don't want you staying at good. I want you to go to great or even better, all caps awesome, right? That would be pretty cool. And certainly the areas that, you know what? I think part of where my year might have gotten away from me is that I really needed to do more phone calls this year, or, you know, stop avoiding emails or getting over this one thing. Or maybe I need to have a thicker skin. I got to work on that. But you have to have action items. And again, don't confuse identifying things with the actual action items. So one of the things that you can do that will help you, and I've been giving this away forever, I put together a checklist of all these qualities, got to be a good 75 or 80 qualities of sales rock stars. And if you'd like free access to this list, it's a PDF you can download. I'm going to give you the link right now in about, actually about 2 seconds. But what I want you to do is download this. Consider this part of your homework and the action you need to take to kick ass. And download it and just take an honest look in the mirror. And just say, you know, looking back on the year that I've had, how would I rate myself on a scale from 1 to 10? And right next to each quality is a scale from 1 to 10. How would I rate myself in each of these areas? Once you do that, Then we're going to talk about the next step. So what I want you to do is visit yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist. yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist. Now, some of you might have heard me just give that link. Oh, yeah, I did this in the past or whatever. Yeah, who gives a shit? You did it in the past. Do it now. Seriously, I mean, do you really think the past is relevant today? Your landscape hasn't changed for you at all, like even in the last quarter? I tell my sales reps, by the way, I tell my sales reps, my clients, those that I'm coaching, I have every one of them do this exercise at the end of every month. Why? Because it's a moving target. Things change. We have new challenges. We have some of them that get introduced, you know, like pandemics and such, and the reopening, and then, you know, things with the vaccination, things with supply lines right now that we're seeing. They pose new challenges. We have things that are just seasonal challenges, right? We're coming up on the holiday season, and you get to hear right now a stall that you normally don't hear. Call me back after the holidays. You also have clients and prospects with challenges that they don't have any other time of the year. Like usually right about now, some of them are looking to stretch their budget. Other people are creating their budget. Other people have to spend their budget, right? So there's a lot of different moving pieces here. So we have to constantly look in the mirror. So as far as identifying the areas you want to improve upon, go to yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist. Now, this next step, really, you can use the same resource by downloading that free checklist where you do a quick evaluation of where you're strong and where you need improvement. The next thing is look at the year ahead and look at what your goals are and kind of look at it. Many times I'll say to you guys, look at it like you're a contractor and you have this job to do and you're going out to the tool shed. All right, well, I'm going to need some hammers and I'm going to need a saw and I'm going to need this special tool here, right? You know, a couple of wrenches or whatever, tool belt. And I was going to be sarcastic, and sometimes I just think of funny things, but I choose not to share it. And no, but seriously, what you want to look at those tools, but now you want to look at it in terms of your year. Okay, I'm going into this year. I know that I'm going to have to, if I'm going to kick ass next year, you know, I'm going to have to get better at managing my time. So that's one of the qualities I want to work on. So you're going to identify these things. And one of the ways that's going to help you identify the year ahead is by going to yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist and doing this exercise again for that. Now, hopefully what you'll have by the end of these two steps are areas that you could just look very quickly and just look at that checklist and say, wow, you know, all these areas that I've rated myself, you know, 5 or less or 6 or less or whatever, I really want to spend the most of my time on. The other areas that maybe I rated myself, you know, 7 or above, I'm going to still want to get them to a 10, but I may not have to work on it as much. Right? So that's something that I want you to think about. Okay? So that's part of the exercise, but there's more. Right? The next thing that I want you to do, this is the most important thing. Remember, identifying areas that you have to improve upon is not the action. Right? That's part of the action, I guess, but it's really more the diagnosis. Right? I mean, you wouldn't go to the doctor and heaven forbid you have something serious wrong with you and stop at the diagnosis. All right, we're good. The doctor says, you know, I've got this. All right, that doesn't, what are we doing to fix it, bro? Right? So we've got to have that discussion as well. So the next thing that I want you to do is create an action plan. And I want to be clear on this too. You're not creating an action plan for January. You are creating an action plan that starts right now. I'm not kidding. And seriously, stop thinking in terms of, well then I'm not going to be able to close shit, right? Yeah, you're going to be able to close shit, but I'm saying you absolutely have to make time for this. You're going to wait until January? Are you high? Start now. So the next thing, I kind of felt like that teacher in Fast Times at Ridgemont High when I asked you guys that. Are you high? Remember that Mr. Hand? Anyway, I think the 45 and up crowd will understand that joke. Everybody else can say, what is this boomer talking about, man? Anyway, so you're going to create your action items for each goal that you have. So here's an example. if I have a goal of, you know, improving my income, my revenue, whatever, by X percent or whatever, well, one of the things that I might have to do is find a way maybe to make some more calls or send out some more emails or whatever. But I like to get more specific than that, because otherwise I think it's too general, and we have this tendency to let ourselves off the hook or not even know if we did it if it's too general. So I like something super like specific, which is a tongue twister. And, you know, maybe one of the action items is I'm going to make 10 prospecting calls before 10 a.m. each workday. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that's the exact thing, but that is an example of how specific I think you need to be with it. So that's what I would do. I mean, it's really that simple. But I want to end on this note. If you start now, right now, you're going to have 14 and a half months to hit your goal. You're also going to have a 2.5 month jump start on your competitors as well as your peers. You know, the people you work with, you're all competing for that top 10 spot or their top rep spot or whatever. This is a very big deal. You might be thinking, yeah, it's really a simple thing he talked about, and then you dismiss it because it's of its simplicity. I promise you, this is going to be harder to do for most of you people than you realize, because it means that it's almost like you've been a righty your whole life, and now we're asking you to change your belief about something and become a southpaw. We've been used to doing it in such a way that, okay, we're going to start thinking about our goals in December when it slows down. We begin the action items in January. I'm saying screw that advice. Do not do that. Let's break that pattern. I've talked about pattern interrupts here. That is a pattern that's no longer serving you. Throw it out with the garbage tonight. What I'm saying that you should do here now, we're going to interrupt that pattern, and we're going to say, screw this. I am starting today. Like the minute I get off this podcast, I'm going to do that exercise. And by the way, that exercise that I just gave you, I don't think it's going to take you a half an hour. Seriously. And you have to be willing to invest that time in it to do it. And it's available to you for the low, low cost of free. Once you get all these things identified, every day there should be an action item. So quick story that I have shared on this podcast for the longest time. For those of you who've been listening to me for even more than 2 years, you're gonna recognize the story. But once again, resist your urge to say, I know that, or I heard that, or you've told me that. Because really, at the end of the day, folks, who gives a shit if you already know it or if you already heard it, if you're not doing it? I mean, does that really matter? I think it's more of a justification when you say shit like that. Seriously, I do. It's very easy. I know that. Great. Are you doing it? How about the Yankees, right? Seriously. And I've done it too. So there's a story about that book, Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I've told it a million times. And it goes something like this. When they wrote that book, Jack Canfield and whatever the guy's name is, Mark Victor Hansen or something like that. Or John Cougar Mellencamp, or whoever the hell it was that wrote the book with him. And when they wrote that book, they were rejected. I think it was like 140 or 148 publishers. Finally, they get somebody to publish the book. Most normal people, after they had been rejected, first of all, most people wouldn't have it in them to go 148 rounds. I mean, seriously, after a few, they might say, maybe my book sucks and people don't want to read it, right? We're very quick to not want to deal with pain, right? We avoid pain and, you know, give up trying to get publishers and stuff. So, but most people, after they were rejected that many times and they went the distance, finally somebody said yes, they'd say, all right, man, let me just leave well enough alone. I got the damn book published. Let's just leave it alone, man. They didn't. What they did next was, and this is just insanity when you think about it, they said, all right, we want a number one bestseller. Now, again, that's a pretty ballsy thing to do when you've just been rejected that many times. It's an easy thing to do if everybody was fighting over you, right? Say, hey, maybe I have a really good book here. So they believed in that book long before we all started believing in that book. And so what they set out to do, they said, all right, We can't just set a goal of having the number one best-selling book on the planet. We have to have action items that bring us there. Do you see the difference, by the way? So many of us, we'll do the first step. We have lofty goals. Hey, you know what? I want that beautiful $3 million house in the Hamptons. Great. What are you going to do to get there, Paulie? Right? What are you going to do to get there? That's the part. And then after you have that plan, are you doing the plan or are you just talking shit about doing it? So they made an agreement with each other that each and every day they would do 5 action items that would move them closer to the goal. And they had all different kinds of things on their action item list. You know, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to speak at these colleges and universities. We're going to, I think they even had, I don't know if they paid for it or they had a reporter approach them, but I think they had something published like in the National Enquirer or something like that. That got them, you know, some more book sales and everything else. But one day, I think it was the O.J. Simpson trial they were talking about. O.J. Simpson trial was going on, and the jury was about to, you know, go behind closed doors, and they kind of looked at each other and said, boy, you know, of all the people out there, they could probably use a little chicken soup for the soul. Now, those of you who are not familiar with Chicken Soup for the Soul, it's a series of feel-good stories, right, to kind of raise that positivity and make us feel better. And, you know, we tend in life to focus on all these negative things between the news and taking negative inventories of all the things that piss us off. Their approach was, look at all the happiness. Look at these great stories of hope and courage and things like that. Just to, again, a little chicken soup for your soul. So they, getting back to the story, they were like, you know, they could use a little chicken soup for the soul. So they sent a box or a case or whatever it is to the jurors. And on the very last day of the trial or whatever, they came out with their decision on international television. Came out, and most of the members of the jury were carrying that book, Chicken Soup for the Soul. And the rest is history. I mean, I read, and I think I'm way off on this. I mean, I actually think it's more. But that book right now, first of all, it's in the top 5, I think, of like the best-selling books ever, including like the Bible is in that list, just to let you know. But I think the Chicken Soup for the Soul franchise, because there's chicken soup for, you know, your grandma's soul, chicken soup for your butt cheek, chicken soup, you know, for your toenail. I mean, they got a million of them, right? I think the franchise has sold like over like, I don't know if it was like 50 billion or something like that. Like revenue has generated that kind of revenue. So, you know, there's something to be said for that. But here's the moral of the story. They didn't just set a goal. They didn't say at that time, hey, you know what? We're going to wait till January, and then we're going to get going on becoming, you know, having the best-selling book, a bestseller. No, they realized they needed to start today. We lack that urgency sometimes. And we're very easy to cling to excuses. Well, it's the fourth quarter, man. I got to make shit happen. I got to close stuff. I got other stuff going on. I got to put food on the table. Yeah, you can still do those things. But how about a little love onto next year so that things are better for you? Now, their approach was that they do 5 action items a day. When I first came across the story, I think it was in Success Magazine or something like that. It had to be like 13 years ago I came across the story. And I'll never forget, I worked for a $1 billion-a-year printer at that point. And I went out in one of the national sales conferences, told the story, and told everybody, all right, man, so let's all, as an action item, every day have 5 action items that bring us closer to our goals. And I had a group of people I was training there because I was running a couple of the sales training programs, actually all of them. And what happened was, in the beginning, when you got the rah-rah moment, like right now some of you might be pumped up. Castain's got me all hot and in a bother him. I'm ready to kick ass. Let's go, like, you know, demonstrate our piss and vinegar and tear bumpers off effing cars, right? Like, get pumped. You're ready to roll. And in the beginning, that might sound good, 5 a day, until you do it for like 2 or 3 days, and you're like, what did I get into, man? I don't have time for this. You know, I actually do have to close some stuff by the end of the year. I'm not going to be able to do that if I'm doing 5 action items for 2022. So I realized that a lot of people that I had taught that to back then were struggling with it, and they actually ended up by feeling worse than if they had done nothing, because in this case, they put themselves out there and they failed because keeping up and running that pace of five a day was too much. So here is what I've decided to do. And I did this years ago and I get much better results. You know, yeah, look, if you want to go into, you know, hyperspeed mode or ludicrous speed, as they said in the movie Spaceballs, then what I think you should do, absolutely, do five a day. But let's be real here. How about one a day? Could you commit to one action item each and every day? At least make that be your minimum. Hey, if you could do two, man, you doubled it. Good for you, man. Gold star. But commit to doing one action item a day that's going to move you closer to those goals that you've set aside for 2022. So just to kind of wrap up, the number one opportunity that sales reps are missing in the fourth quarter is getting that jump start on their goals for 2022. There is, you know, a situation here or a world that we can live in where both of these concepts could live together quite nicely, a world where, yes, you can focus on getting some more, you know, bringing home more bacon, absolutely, closing more deals, making it happen, get them across the finish line. But at the same time, this world can exist where, you know, you're actually doing things to make you hit every one of your goals for 2022 and have that 2.5 month jump start on everyone else, and how we could kind of turn a 12 month year in a way into a 14.5 month year. I think that's kind of cool, right? I gave you some exercises to work on. Please make sure you do it. In fact, please, from now on, whenever you listen to, I don't care if it's my podcast, someone else's podcast, a webinar, a training session, a one-on-one coaching session, and all of a sudden you get an idea or you hear one gold nugget. You don't need a million ideas, by the way. You hear just one. That's all you need is one. When you hear it, never leave the scene of that aha moment without having an action step. Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, all you're doing right now is consuming and not doing. Do not confuse the two. You know, I definitely consume content when I watch Netflix. This isn't Netflix. Go to Netflix for that. This is where we roll up our sleeves and we join that like rare 1% of our sales population that's in the top. That's how we do it, by doing the things other people aren't willing to do. I told you that one of the things that you should focus on, look at the year in review through kind of that rear view mirror. What are some things you did well? What are some things you could have done better? Look in the mirror and use that checklist where I have those top 75 or 80 qualities of sales rock stars. And identify the areas that you did well, but you could still do better. Look at the other areas again that, you know, you didn't do so good. That you know, Houston, we have a problem. We got to fix some things or whatever. Look at the year ahead. Going into the year that you have, knowing the landscape, looking at the landscape where you think it is now and where it could be in the industries that you serve. Also, looking at the goals that you're looking to not just, you know, get by on, but you want to exceed those goals. Because that's an amazing feeling when we do that, by the way, where we crush the goal. I want you again to look in the mirror. Go to yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist and kind of assess where you're at. What are some areas that I really have to get better at? What are some areas that, you know what, I do a really good job, but still I want to improve upon them, because, you know, then I can have an even better year. But then most importantly, you can't just identify things. You can't just write out your goals and the plan. You need to, I mean, seriously, get going on it today, not tomorrow even. Get going on it today. There isn't something you could do today on a sales goal? I mean, seriously. I mean, if I just set a goal right now and I'm looking, well, I got to get better at time management, I think the first thing I'd do is I go and I look up some kind of a time management resource or an app, or maybe I would identify somebody that I know who's really good at time management and I would send them an email right now or a text message. Hey, do you have a few minutes during the week? I'd love to pick your brain. I know you're really good at time management. Seriously, like I would be doing shit like that. But then you want to get into the one a day mindset. And when I say get into that mindset, I mean go all in. Don't talk about it. do it. And here's how you do it, like totally committed to it. What I would do is I would have this as a recurring reminder each and every single day. Or you could simply, at the end of every business day, identify what your action item is going to be for the next day and set it as an appointment with yourself. And then when that little alert goes off that you basically have this appointment with yourself, give yourself the same level of respect you give others. And that when you have an appointment with, you know, a prospect or a client, you don't just blow it off because something else came along, right? I mean, you give them some level of respect here, I would think. Well, how about giving yourself the same level of respect? When you have an appointment with yourself to get better and to crush your goals and to maybe, you know, help create a better life for you and your family, don't let anyone or anything take that away from you. It's really got to be an emergency. And even so, if you have something like that come along, no problem. Life happens. I get it. But then be a grown-up about it and reschedule that action item. Or maybe you're going to do two tomorrow instead of today. All right? So that is what I have for you. I want you to really get going on these things now. Do not wait till January. We don't know what's ahead for us. Seriously, this has been just an absolutely crazy 18 months here, going on 2 years, right? I mean, it's coming up on it pretty quickly now. In fact, it's over 18 months now. I'm saying that, but it's more than that. Before you go, I had referenced something at the very beginning. And by the way, I don't know, maybe this will help you get a little closer to those, you know, to exceeding the goals that you've set for the new year. We have a sales program, and it's unlike any other sales program that I've put out. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not saying it, you know, it's just I'm trying to hype it or anything else. I am incredibly excited about this, more so than any of the webinars that I've done, any of the training programs that we've done online or in the classroom for companies and everything. And here's kind of something that I observed over the years, that when people go through training programs, and especially the online training programs, which a lot of you guys are going through now because of COVID and, you know, social distancing and even budgets and things like that. So a lot of sales training has gone virtual. But I noticed, I mean, even in a live situation this happens, but especially in the virtual world, there, you know, first of all, you can kind of hide in the classroom. And what I mean by that is that it's mostly a lecture mode. And people, you know, especially online, they're training. And yeah, there'll be some interaction and everything. But many times, you know, there's multiple people in there and they really can't give you a lot of one-on-one classroom time. So you could just kind of sit back and consume the information instead of, you know, really digging into the information and interacting in a discussion about it. That's one thing. The other thing that I noticed with a lot of the online training, and even with a lot of stuff in the classroom with a lot of my competitors, is that the biggest complaint I heard about a lot of my competitors is that, you know, when people had questions and things like that, they really didn't get a lot of support between the training sessions. So I made note of that as well. But now, on the other hand, right, we talked a little bit about sales training, but on the other hand, you have one-on-one sales coaching. A lot of what I've observed anyway is I really feel that the traditional coaching model is broken. Now, I know if I have any coaches listening to this, they're going to get their panties in a bunch over this. Seriously, they're going to, it's like I just said, their mama, you know, your mama I'm talking about, right? Your mama is so ugly, right? It's like one of those types of moments going on here. The reason why I feel that the coaching model is broken is because there is an overemphasis on questioning and not giving answers. And I don't know you right now, you, the listener. Maybe I do. Some of you I know quite well, but you know, I'm going to assume I don't know you. You're listening to me, maybe for the first time or whatever. But there's one thing I know about people and about the people that come to me, and more importantly, have stayed with me for years, is that by the time you get to the point where you have the balls to say help, you know, I need someone to help me get better at sales, I don't think you need more questions. I think you need answers at that point. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're going to say, no, you're wrong or whatever. Of course you ask good questions, but you need some answers. So I was thinking about this, and I was like, you know, how can I take the best parts of training, marry it in with my approach to one-on-one sales coaching, and have one product that does both? And that's where the new program comes in handy, because the way the new program is going to work is that you're going to have one-on-one time with me. And when I say one-on-one time with me, I don't mean the way my competitors do it. The way they do it is that they put you in a group with other people. And, you know, there is a group. Now you're competing with other people to ask questions, and you don't have the individualized attention that you get in a one-to-one relationship. So the way my program works, it's a six-month program. I have lots of people that choose to renew afterwards. There's no obligation to go beyond the 6 months. But the program that if you choose to buy it, it's going to be 6 months. Now, during that 6 months, you and I we'll have two 45-minute one-on-one sessions each and every month. Now, when we have the sessions, I'm not going to be bombarding you with questions and, you know, hoping you come up with the answer on your own. I will be asking you questions, but I'm going to be giving you what experts refer to as, you ready for this? Answers. How cool is that, right? I know. So I'm going to be doing that. Now, between sessions, there's going to be some homework assignments. Now, what I'm also going to include in there, because I said we're going to marry in some other stuff, I have an online training library of, I'm going to say, a good 30, 35 different webinars and courses ranging all through all types of topics, including even selling through the pandemic. So between sessions, there'll be homework assignments. There'll be some required viewing, if you will, where I'll have you view some of the courses that I've created or webinars or whatever, so that you have this constant reinforcement. But you're also going to, I want you to think of the relationship very similar to that of a help desk as well, because what happens, and where a lot of coaching, if not all of it, lacks, and sales training, if not all of it, lacks, is that what happens when you're not in a session or you're not training or you're not coaching or whatever, and all of a sudden you have a situation that you need help on? Typically, do you have access to that person? With coaches, I know with most of them, it's like, you know, you got to wait for the session when the quote-unquote meter is running. That's no good. So, and with most sales training programs, it's just not available to you because they're busy in other classes and everything. So I want you to think of our relationship kind of like having help desk functionality, where let's just say you have an email you want to send out and you want to get someone else to kind of look at it and give you some feedback before you send it. What if you receive an email and you're thinking about how to respond to that, and you want my feedback on it? Paul, how would you respond to this? You'll have that access where I can grant that to you. And again, when I say you'll have that access, I want you to understand it's to me. It's not my quote-unquote team. I'm a one-man act, so you are going to be paying for me, not my assistant, not my team, not a Castain-certified trainer. You're getting Paul Castain. So that's one of the things that we'll be doing as well. But also, too, like I said, because there's going to be homework assignments, you're going to be handing that in a week after the session. That's how I work it. I'm not having you bring it to the next session. Why? Because I know how it works. You're going to wait until like the night before that session to do it. Now, I don't want you just doing a homework assignment. I want you actually applying the stuff that I'm teaching you. So 1 week later, it'll be due. 1 week later, you'll get feedback from me. But last but not least, and I mentioned this before, a lot of the time you guys work for companies, and it's not just the newbies out there, where if you're running into a challenge, especially right now in the fourth quarter, your manager's always busy and maybe, you know, too busy with the newbies, or maybe if you're a newbie, they're always, you know, putting too much attention to the veterans that are going out landing the big mega deals, and there you are. And you become kind of lost because you don't have anyone to bounce shit off of, or anyone giving you that advice or teaching you or helping you get better. And in your manager's defense, many of them either don't know how to do it properly, but more often than not, they know how to do it properly. They just don't have the time, because you're one of how many people on that team that they're trying so desperately to support. So that is kind of a long-winded way of giving you an overview of the program. If you'd like details and certainly how much the program runs and all that kind of good stuff, I want you to go to yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started. yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started, all lowercase letters, all one word. Now, what I'm going to offer you is this, and it's right there on that sales page when you go there. If when you read about this program that I have and you say to yourself, man, I'd really like to do this, and you look at the price, because both my style and my pricing might not be for you, they're not for everybody, right? And I'm not the cheapest guy on the block here, going to tell you point blank. If when you look at the price, you say, yeah, I can do this, right? But I'm just, I'm not really sure if this is for me or not. Then I want you to take advantage of something that I offer there. And it's a free 30-minute strategy session. Now, I want to be clear. Nobody else is going to talk this bluntly to you, but I'm going to do it. If you're looking to just get a free 30-minute session, please, don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. And it's kind of a dicky thing to do if you have no intention of doing it. But if you're cool with the pricing, you're cool with the program, and you want to do it, and you'd like to really get a good grasp on how we might work together, and you want a more thorough overview or whatever, there's no charge for that. I'm going to give you half an hour. I'm going to make sure that there is a lot of value in that call, and I'm going to have it void of a sales pitch, right? That's not going to exist on there. I am going to, and I want to be very clear going into this, that I'm not just looking to give you half an hour without asking you, hey, what are your thoughts? Is this something that you want to do? I am going to be asking you that question. So if this is something like that would even bother a salesperson, that would bother you, don't do it. But, I'm telling you, this is how I plan to do it. There'll be no surprises, whatever. Again, please go to yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started. In the meantime, you've got some homework to do. In the meantime, get out there and go sell something. And the most important thing that you could ever do is to take this information and get out there and actually get going on the action item. Stop consuming shit and actually get out there and start doing it. I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them.